in public domain that the government is trying to bring some draconian law. I don't think they are anti-terror law. Kenya already has an anti-terror law, which has not been enforced since we passed it. This is just a bad law that takes us back to the dark days of KANU, to be precise.
So you oppose this?
Yes. We will oppose it in a concert. We will be opposing it tomorrow, and it's coming up for debate tomorrow morning.
Honorable Midiwa, the government is saying that they want to strengthen anti-terror laws because of the attacks recently launched by armed groups, including Al-Shabaab. Supporters of the measure are saying that failure to support it basically is siding with the enemy. What do you say to that?
Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, what do you want to see? What do they want to strengthen? Which part of the law has failed to work? Even if the government wanted to strengthen some law, the bottom line is the law is unconstitutional. You know, terrorism does not supersede our constitution. It doesn't happen anywhere. It doesn't happen anywhere where people behave lawfully. We want the government to use the existing laws, which they have refused to use, reform the police. That's precisely where the problem is. And quite frankly, I think the government is trying to militarize the country.
Will you have enough support on your side to derail this measure?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. We have lobbied enough. I think we will have enough support. If they don't, if common sense does not prevail, I think we will see how it goes. But I think it is now explained to the country what Kenyatta is trying to do.
You made mention of militarization of the security agencies. What do you mean by that?
I mean, the head of intelligence is from the military. The army chief of staff, the general chief of staff, rather, is overly political. You then want to see a trend which everybody is now saying the next person to be appointed, which is the police inspector. There are a few names of the generals being dropped in. The cabinet secretary that they are choosing now is a former army general. I mean, if that's not militarization, I don't know what is.
On the floor of Parliament Thursday, will your supporters demand that a government enforce anti-terror laws already on the books? Is that what you're looking at here, and do you think they will follow it?
That is what we have been doing publicly, and that's what we are going to do tomorrow. My message to the people of Kenya is that they must rise up and stop Kenyatta from taking us back to where his father left us. It is a dark day, and we cannot take it, and our people cannot take it. It would take us back 30 years.